What can I do for you tonight?
Well, back then, you used to talk a lot about your Vietnam experiences.
Yeah, I still do that, sir. I was trying to get through this night without remembering that, but...
Yeah, I haven't heard much about it.
You haven't heard much of that?
I'm trying to get over it all.
You never get over it all, sir. Get over it. It's something I keep with me every day that I breathe, that I live. You never get over it. Thanks for calling. Thanks for bringing back those hideous memories. I wonder if I'll burn for some of the things I did over there. In that country so far, far away. Back in the Ney. The days when the name of my uniform said Grease Minnelli. And everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Quang Tree, 1967. It was I who came up with the idea. I take full responsibility, and I'll be the one that burns in hell for it. Occasionally, after a pitched battle, not only would we have Americans wounded, but we'd have the Viet Cong would be wounded. And the guys would all want to walk around and mop up, you know, finish them off.
Yeah, we all got weapons. Anybody can blow any...
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Nobody's blowing anybody away. You hear me? Stop it there. They'd walk between the enemy lying there, wiggling. And... I said, stop it. Stop it there. Haul them off to medevac. And the men nearly flipped out. They said, wait a minute. Deesh, Viet Cong were just trying to kill us. And we got them wounded here. You want to take up valuable space? I said, I got an idea. We take them back to the hospitals. They're unconscious now, right? They don't know what's going on. We could finish them off and dump them in a ditch. Or... I say we nurse him back to health. We'll operate him on. We'll take the bullets out of him, but we'll leave a grenade inside their abdomen. And we'll pull out the pin and replace the pin with dissolving suture material. So, a couple of days after they get away, we'll allow them to escape with loose security. They'll rejoin their units, and when they get back in their tunnels or back in their hooches, eventually that suture will dissolve, and ba-whammo! Kalachecki looked at me and said, you're brilliant. Sick, but brilliant! And so we did it. Anytime we'd have a pitched battle, we'd drag away the VC wounded. Take him back to the base hospital. Put her under a general anesthesia. Then we'd fix whatever was wrong. And we'd pull out whatever shrapnel, whatever bullets, whatever foreign object was in him. Patch him up real nice. And then we'd lower the grenade. Pull the pin gently. Stick some suture material in there gently. All right, now lower it in the abdomen. When Kai Fong wakes up, we'll just tell him his belly's going to feel like that for a few days because he's taken a severe injury. And sure enough, we'd have the doctors turn their back and the guy'd be limping off the gurney and hopping off into the woods. I just pictured it. How must it have been? He gets back with his family. They have a big welcome ceremony. They're all waiting out there. And there he is. He's escaped from the evil American Empire. They're having a rip. This is the Vietnamese version of 99 bottles of beer on the wall. And as he... All right, settle down, Olya, settle down. As he holds up his glass of rice wine to salute them all. Ah, good to see you. Good to be back. He's splattering guts all over the place. Huh? Think about that. That's the ones that went back with the sympathizers. What about the ones that went back and rejoined their unit? You know, because they had these tunnels under the ground. And I just pictured that suture material slowly dissolving as they sat in there planning their next attack. Okay, we come across DMZ. We find Yankee running dogs. We sneak up with satchel charges. And as they're all hunching over the table, what's the matter? Long, you don't look so good. I pictured bellies blowing up all over Nam. I even thought of a good commercial, too. Too bad we could never catch any of this on film. Eat too much, drink too much, take Brioski. Don't let this happen to you. Yes, yes, it was my idea. I take full credit. but the program ended. And it was not out of morality. Never once did I feel guilty. I guess it was just a matter of plain survival. I remember I was sitting on the edge of my bunk, tattooing my sergeant stripes to my hydraulics in the event I got the urge to pull rank, when one of the guys we just let escape from the hospital came running back in.
Oh, Sergeant Fiore, please, take me prisoner. I want to defect. I said my...
Oh, no!
No, no, no!
Hey, just chill a minute.
Grease is coming right back.
I love you, buddies.